Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is our 100th episode. Tuesday, December 4th, we have now made it to 100 episodes, so thank you guys for tuning in and making this, over the last several months, one of the highest rated sports podcasts in all of America on iTunes. Thank you to all the people that have sent me questions. Thank you to the writers at PigskinNut.com that have contributed and helped make this show what it is. So a couple exciting announcements before I get into the content of today's show. Number one, for more information, follow me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81 or the Pro Football Scouting Podcast on Facebook. And also, this show is brought to you by PigskinNut.com. PigskinNut, for those that are crazy about football, it is an all-access website that was put together by myself and the writers at PigskinNut.com, where we give you individual coverage on all 32 NFL teams, every major college football conference, fantasy football, as well as scouting reports on both NFL and college football players. As you may have heard me mention, yesterday was supposed to be the last show that I did not have advertisers. I was supposed to bring on one of my advertisers today, and I recorded a message, but there was a technical difficulty and it didn't upload. But we will be having advertisers going forward. The show right now has an audience of around 5,000 viewers, so if you want information on advertising rates, they're relatively cheap right now. They'll be more expensive as we grow. You can send an email inquiry to SteveTheScout81@gmail.com. So what's today's episode about? Today's episode is about me declaring who are the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. The guys that I'm going to mention, the nine quarterbacks that I'm going to mention on this list, in my opinion right now, are the only elite quarterbacks in the game. There are quarterbacks outside of these guys that are good quarterbacks. There's quarterbacks outside of these guys that you can win Super Bowls with. There's quarterbacks outside of these guys that have also won MVPs. But to me, when I look at the way these guys are playing this year and last year, and just looking at the quality of their play, not necessarily their stats, but the quality of their play, these are the nine guys that I can say without question are elite quarterbacks. So I'm going to start out by ranking my ninth quarterback on this list, because I'm going to rank them 9 through 1. And the guy who I think is an elite quarterback, because all the guys on this list are elite, and is the ninth best quarterback in the NFL, is Rams quarterback Jared Goff. I think there's been some talk about, is it Sean McVay's system? Is it Jared Goff? Well, I will tell you it's both. Sean McVay certainly makes Jared Goff a better quarterback, but you can't watch Goff play this year consistently and tell me he's not an elite quarterback. When you want to look at a quarterback that takes advantage of matchups, I mean, he does it about as well as any quarterback in the game, and he's only in his third year. He's got a lot of good tools. He has good size, a good NFL arm. He has advanced pocket mobility. He's great at managing that internal time clock, so when pressure's coming, he senses it very well. When you look at him against zone defense, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now at picking apart the zone defense. He does a great job exposing matchups. I know Sean McVay has helped him quite a bit with that, but just when you look at what Goff does pre-play, the way he goes through his progressions, the way he stands up in the pocket, the way he uses his hips, to me he is an elite quarterback. I think right now you put him on any team in the NFL, he's still gonna be a top tier quarterback. I think Sean McVay has made him a better quarterback, but right now Jared Goff really is one of the best in the game. Coming in at number 9 is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, to me, is the best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. He is not only does he do that very well and probably better than any quarterback in the game, he's also a great tight window thrower. He's got a big-time arm, and he's a pocket-first passer with what I call smart escapability, which means that He stays in the pocket. He only bails out of the pocket when he needs to at the right calculated time, which is why he's been a mobile quarterback who's been able to stay healthy. His ball placement, one of the best in the game. He's advanced at reading defenses. And by the way, he's a strong vocal leader. He's been highly consistent throughout his whole career. He's a Super Bowl champion and should have had a second one. And when you look at him go through his progressions, whether he's sitting in the pocket or going on the run, he does it about as well as any quarterback in the game. And by the way, he has that it factor. So if you're going to ask me which quarterback do I want to have in there in the two-minute drill in the Super Bowl, Russell Wilson would be one of the guys that I trust more than anyone else. Coming in at number seven is Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers. We all know Philip Rivers. He's a great vocal leader. And despite Rivers having an elongated release, he gets the ball out of there quickly. He has incredible ball placement, and he really throws one of the most catchable balls of any quarterback in the game. We always talk about guys like Breeze and Brady being able to manipulate defenses and play chess with them. Philip Rivers does it about as good as any quarterback in the game right now. Philip Rivers, he ain't going to hurt you with his feet. However, he will maintain great accuracy on the run. He's a winner. He's got the it factor just like Russell Wilson. It'll be a shame if this guy doesn't get a gold jacket and doesn't win a Super Bowl. Philip Rivers is an elite quarterback. Coming in at number six is Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. Look, before he got injured last year, he was the MVP of the league. When I look at him this year, yeah, he's getting adjusted to it again. But I'm telling you, this guy is the real deal. When you want to look at the prototypical NFL quarterback, if you had to build a guy from scratch, he's your guy. He's tall, athletic, the right build. When you look at him in offense, he played under a pro style offense. He was asked to make all the NFL throws in college. Did it well. What I love is that the way he stands in the pocket and delivers the ball, even when pressure's coming. I also love that he can throw the ball so well from so many different launch points. And by the way, his high release point and ability to put the ball in the perfect spot and the safest spot in that window makes it hard for you to pick him off. You're not gonna bat down many balls that he's throwing. He's great with his legs. He can buy time with his legs. He can throw on the run. He can read defenses. To me, coming into the league, this guy was a can't miss prospect. He can sell the play action. He can make plays with his feet. Carson Wentz is the real deal. Coming in at number five is Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is a fast twitch athlete with incredible reaction time. He's up there with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers when you want to look at arm strength, especially when you see some of the balls that Andrew Luck throws on the run. He's tough. He's intelligent. He has the perfect build for the position. He absorbs information like a sponge. And once Andrew Luck is on the run, and once he's on the move, he makes his second and third reads easily. He has a very compact and quick release. He can fire it out into the flats. He just does it all. And when you want to look at, again, another quarterback that really brings everything together, Andrew Luck is that guy. He is an elite quarterback. Coming in at number four is Aaron Rodgers. Look, you can say whatever you want about the Packers this year, but when you still examine Aaron Rodgers as a player, he still has it, no question about it. Hasn't thrown many interceptions this year, hasn't thrown many in his career. Still throws the best ball of any quarterback in the game. You could definitely say that. His in-game intelligence is on the same level as Breeze and Brady. I think with a new coach and a new scheme, you're going to continue to see Aaron Rodgers be in the conversation for the best quarterback in the game. People always talk about Breeze and Brady and their pre-snap intelligence and their reading coverages. He does it about as well as any of those guys. Aaron Rodgers, to me, is a special player, but still not the best quarterback in the league. Who is the most naturally gifted quarterback in the NFL? It's the guy that comes in at number three, Patrick Mahomes. He is the best outside the pocket thrower in the game. He's not just a big arm. When you look at what he does pre-snap, he does a lot pre-snap. He's tremendous under pressure, like Russell Wilson, one of the best against the blitz. He goes through his reads like an advanced veteran. And you know, despite being in an offense in college where he had a bit of a reputation for throwing caution to the wind, he's proven to be a very good decision maker at the next level. He played in a hurry-up offense in college, but in the NFL, he takes care of the football. when you want to look at arm talent, I don't know if there's anyone in the NFL that can truly match all the things he does. Patrick Mahomes, you put this guy in any system in the NFL, he's going to be an MVP caliber quarterback. He's that special of a player. The guys that come in at number two and number one are the most surgical quarterbacks in the game. These guys work with precision. Coming in at number two is Tom Brady. Precise like a surgeon, one of the most elite quarterbacks we've ever seen in the game before the snap. I don't think we've seen any quarterback ever in the history of the game that picks apart defenses and manipulates defenses the way that Brady does. I know people always talk about Brady's in a good system, but I don't know if any quarterback in the NFL can run the Patriots offense like Tom Brady, because it takes a lot of precision to do it. He has a knack better than any other quarterback for winning games. You got to remember, if Eli Manning didn't orchestrate, you know, those late comeback wins, Brady would have had 8 rings by now. Brady is best when it counts the most. He's best in playoff games, the last drive of the Super Bowl, and the second half of the regular season. Tom Brady has a case to be one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I know many of you think he already is, but he is definitely, without question in my mind, in that conversation. He's not a systems quarterback. He's one of the GOATs. Coming in at number one is the guy who I think is the best quarterback in the game. I don't think it's just this year, but I think when you look at recent history, to me, he's still the best quarterback in the game. And coming in at number one is the best guy in the game. That is Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a touch passer with the ability to read and diagnose defensive coverages about as good as any quarterback in the game, maybe better than anyone. He's a confident leader. He takes command in the huddle. He gives you everything you want in a quarterback, despite not having the size. He's got a lot of other tools in his tool belt. He's got the best anticipation of any quarterback maybe in the history of the game. He's arguably the best tight window thrower we have in the game today, and mentally one of the most advanced guys that's around today. He's a master orchestrator. He does a lot of things well. He sets up his other players to succeed. They always say the mark of a good quarterback is how good you make the talent around you. I don't know if we've seen anyone in recent history that's made the talent around them, that's done such a good job to elevate receivers around them, as much as we've seen from Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. Those three guys have a knack at making everyone around them a hell of a lot better. Better than any other quarterbacks I've seen. When you want to look at, you know, not just size, because look, Drew Brees doesn't have the ideal size, but you want to look at the actual skill sets of playing the position. Brees, Brady, and Rodgers, they're still the three best, and I think Drew Brees is number one and the best quarterback in the NFL today. That wraps up everything for today's show. Join me back tomorrow for a new episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Remember, guys, for more information, follow me on Twitter at SteveTheScout81 or the Pro Football Scouting Podcast on Facebook.